We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hard out here for a Hall of Famer. That's all I'm saying.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
For nearly 100 years, radio has taken us around the world, offering us stars, songs, and voices that became our friends.
I think that you guys are...
effed up?
Doomed?
Well, I don't want
to... I knew you were going to cry. This is why.
Yes.
We got our tears.
It only took 2 hours.
I'm going to be the one to show some emotion here.
And for 20 years, those shows and stars have been welcomed into the Radio Hall of Fame.
The Radio Hall of Fame is proud to induct...
Gene Baxter.
He's dead, Doctor.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead.
He's dead, Captain.
He'll die, Jim.
He's dead.
He's dead, Jim.
Dead. The man is dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead, sir.
He's dead.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead.
That man's dead back there.
Dead.
He's dead.
Must be dead.
And now,
Kevin Ryder.
And let's be honest, I'm not a good enough broadcaster to be here.
He was worse than dead. His brain is gone.
That's true.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 11th of November.
Yeah.
He's dead.
What's up, people? He's dead.
All right, that guy's dead back there is my favorite one.
Me too.
Why back there?
Just turn around and look. And in general, if you see someone on the ground, they're dead.
That guy back there, he's dead.
I hope that's the first thing Bean heard. He goes, I'm going to tune into the show. Why not?
Oh, right? He's not tuning in. Don't
okay, right.
Ridiculous.
Good point.
Yeah. How was the weekend?
Pretty good. It was my birthday, as you know. It was completely overshadowed by our dead friend. It was fun. I don't enjoy birthday parties, as you know. I only allow round numbers or 21 or 18.
Which is ridiculous. Go ahead.
And I just don't love celebrating myself. It's not something I enjoy. But we did something that I knew I would like, even if I don't talk to anyone.
But this was a round number.
Oh, I loved it.
And B, a big one.
This is 40.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I even allowed the birthday party.
Oh, you allowed it.
That's
great.
That's kind.
That's a big deal.
I will allow it.
Please show up to my party. It was really fun. We did Korean barbecue and pinball at the Ace Goji, which I've talked about here on the show.
I wish I was in town so I could have been there.
Yeah. I assumed both of your RCPs would be big nose and laughter, but it was a good time. I had a nice time. And I do have a question as someone who goes to Korean barbecue only a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. Do I just burn the clothes now?
They do smell forever.
Okay.
So you haven't burned them yet?
No.
Oh.
They've been in the house and I...
Burn the house.
Whole house smells.
Really?
Yeah, you've got to move.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
I'm a little confused too. Do I burn my hair? Because I
Well,
also...
you should shave it.
Okay.
I like to wear like a almost like a bathing cap
right.
when I go to Korean barbecue because I have very long, very porous hair.
You have a lot
and
of hair.
It really will suck up all those smells. So I
Did
wear
you
a bathing
wear something,
cap.
A bathing cap?
No, I'm
well,
concerned now.
Oh, man.
I'm probably going to have to also bleach my scalp.
Yeah.
Because it is
I have
not.
To burn yourself.
Oh,
this is getting ugly
well,
quick, but.
I'm ready. I'm,
quite the birthday.
I have to do this. It is very. What a smelly situation.
Yeah.
Truly.
I bought you a birthday gift. Not that we do very much, and I know you hate it, but I did get you a Bed Bath & Beyond gift certificate.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
That I forgot to give you.
That is very nice of you, as everyone
the
knows.
The people at Bed Bath & Beyond right now are like, no!
No reason to bring him back, please.
Why would you do that?
But I had a great time. It was very fun.
Allie?
Excellent. I was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
How was that?
It was pretty... Okay, no. I decorated for Christmas.
Which is your Hall of Fame, sort of.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I decorated for Christmas. Every year I say, listen, if it makes you happy, do it. And if I could have two solid months of Christmas festivities in my house, I'm going to do it.
Can I just clarify?
Yeah.
Do we have to then talk about your Christmas ornaments and Christmas movies and Hallmark channels?
As a show?
Every day.
Right.
for 2 months?
Or oh,
can
no, no,
you
no,
just
no.
maybe behind the scenes enjoy
oh, no.
it?
Oh, no. I just revel in it in my own world.
Okay, good.
Yeah, although...
I'm just checking how much we're in for.
No, mm-hmm. you know me and Hallmark. They have Countdown to Christmas, so it premieres every Saturday and Sunday night. So,
starting in April, right?
October 25th, that started. So.
She's a sociopath.
Thank you.
So
what about you, Kevin?
Well, I went to New York.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Any travel stories?
Well, I was trying to figure out, this is funny that it happened today, I was trying to figure out whether to Uber to LAX because...
We've heard things.
Right. It's a nightmare. You have to walk to a different lot or wait.
On the pickup,
Yeah, something like that. So I was like, I don't know what to do. Should I just Uber? Should I leave my car? That's expensive. But then Ubering's expensive. So mm-hmm. what do? So I just went. I figured it out. I went to New York. Everything went fine. Got up this morning, went out to my car.
No.
Wait, what?
And my car wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
my car was not.
Right.
To turn it on and then to drive to
like
work.
Where it would normally be parked,
yes.
It's no longer there.
It was empty.
Right. I think we're caught up to speed.
And then I remembered, oh, I did end up deciding to drive it to LAX.
Oh, Kevin.
Then Ubered home.
Uh-huh.
Thinking you didn't have your car there.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Had a bit of a headache. Wasn't paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Sort of went to bed, very happy. Everything went well.
Yeah.
Got up this morning. Wow. Mm. How about that? No car.
So your car is currently at the airport.
Yes.
So you will take an Uber after the show to the airport.
Mm-hmm. I just got out of an Uber. Yes.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then I will take an Uber to the airport.
Yes. And then pay the overnight parking in which he just sat it there.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's the money adding up? Is it smart that you did this?
I don't feel like it was a saving money situation.
Right.
I spent a lot of extra money.
Did you
the surprise in my body.
Yeah. Did you think the car was stolen for a split second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
And then how long do you think later you put it together? No, I drove it to the airport, then took an Uber home.
I mean, most people would be a second or two.
Yeah.
For me, it was about 10.
Minutes?
Minutes. I just, literally, I was just looking. I stopped. I froze.
Is there no video of this?
My car's supposed to be there. What? Could somebody stole it? I started working backwards.
Right, obviously.
And that took me the full 10 minutes to realize, it's in a lot at LAX, accruing a lot of money.
Yes.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Yeah. That was my morning this morning.
Wow.
Excellent start.
Called an Uber.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just waited there like a little child for the school bus.
Lunchbox.
Now, I don't mean to add on here or pile on, mm-hmm. but I do ask, do you remember where you parked? Because airport parking, well known as a maze.
Yeah.
And since you didn't even remember parking there, I'm concerned you don't remember where you parked.
I mean, here's the thing.
You definitely took a picture of what level it's on.
I used
where
to do that, but I'll tell you why I don't.
Uh-huh.
Because I like taking an Uber home.
No, because then I automatically dismiss from my memory because I know I have it on the picture.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So I don't pay attention to where I park because I took a picture of it.
Right.
So I stopped taking a picture so that I would pay attention and know where I parked.
Oh, Kevin, trust the picture.
But.
Don't trust what's up here.
It's fake news.
What's up here is what's screwing us up.
That's what's screwing us up.
No, it's fake news in his camera.
Yeah. Why would I trust the picture of where I parked that is definitely where I parked and a great reminder of that.
But the beautiful thing is that when I go after work, I'll have all day to try and track down the car. And
oh, my God. Do you remember that story I did about the guy that parked his car, then had to take a cab to a concert 10 minutes away?
Mm-hmm.
He was still looking for his car that next weekend.
That might be me next weekend.
Unreal.
We need to send a camera.
So.
Yeah, just to trail you.
So drove, parked, Ubered home.
We were excited about the new radio show.
Ubered
and then
here.
Kevin had to move into a parking lot. Spent 4 months looking for his car.
It was a bit of a shock, I'm not going to lie.
You're a gift.
But let's do this. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Micho, shall we? Yes. Today I won. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. Mm-hmm. I did well. Who did well? I did. Not
Good
positive
point.
I did.
I mean, quite the choice.
We're going to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It was a bizarre, weird out-of-body experience.
We've heard snippets of what happened, and some of
them shocking.
Make me...
Oh, it's fantastic.
So excited to talk about.
Look, nice places shouldn't have us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
They just shouldn't have us. Great news, because it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram has stopped using likes.
It's a coming.
Right?
Yeah.
Brad Meltzer will join us, our favorite author.
And now a TV producer for cartoons.
Correct. We will recap the NFL, week number 10. Mm-hmm. We have a fast food report, and we've got your tickets for K-Rock's Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night Number 1 coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll take a break, and we will come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Alan Kay is here for with our first look at what's happening.
Well, Kevin, you were very busy this weekend doing Hall of Fame stuff. Jensen was busy birthdaying it up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't see any movies.
No.
No.
I did.
Oh, what?
What? I saw the incredible film, The Parasite.
Oh.
And it is standing ovation good.
I've heard that from everyone that has seen it.
It is a Korean film, and I can't recommend it more. It really does.
Subtitled?
It is subtitled, unfortunately.
Kevin's
it
out.
Also is.
Tough to read.
It also is technically too long.
Oh, no.
Okay, but still standing
but
out.
But still standing out, yeah.
Wow.
It's just It's a piece of art, man. It's just a good movie. It's like you hear Scorsese's argument about cinema versus Marvel or big boy movies versus little boy movies. You watch this and you're like, this is the best picture of the year. This is just a great film that you get to like make your own opinions on, and it's just a good movie. And I mean, I'm not the only one to say this. This is like the sleeper hit of the season. People think it's going to be best picture. So I loved it.
I've not heard of it.
Loved it.
I've only heard of it because when I see people's tweets about it saying it's the best movie of the year. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening? I did not know that it was subtitled, though.
It is.
Oof.
It is.
That makes my undiagnosed ADD just kind of flip out.
Yeah.
I just look around and then I would get it just wouldn't be good for me.
Yeah, there's no way to check your phone. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's not even that you with subtitles. I'll be reading and then I'll think of something and I'll be like, that's weird. And just start looking around. Then I'm like, oh, I've missed 5 scenes. That's not good.
You look up, it's been 25 minutes.
Exactly. I'm like, well, who's that guy now? Rewind, if you can.
Do you stand up and yell rewind?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I do in
that
theaters.
Might be a problem.
Yeah. Well, the top movie at the box office this weekend was Midway.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
It made $17.5 million. Anyone heard of it?
Didn't know it existed.
Dying to see it.
You knew it existed.
Dying to see it, yeah.
Wow, really?
World War II action flick.
Battle of Midway, yeah.
The biggest star is Nick Jonas. However, Patrick Wilson and Luke Evans are featured in the movie as well. But yeah.
I think the biggest star is World War II.
Right. Oh, he's been in a lot of flicks.
Yeah. Look at you. World War II actually was its own character, and I was most invested
in the fifth lady. I am shocked to hear that because it went up against a movie I could have swore was going to be number one.
Dr. Sleep.
Yes.
Which should have been number one, but made about half of what was expected of it.
Wow.
$14.1 million for Dr. Sleep. And I read somewhere, and I can't find it now, but the number of, like, the percentage that movies went down this week this year as opposed to this week last year
was,
like, over 50%.
Really?
Like, nobody went to the movies this weekend, which is odd.
Gosh, I love movies.
I don't know. Coming in third was the John Cena firefighter flick, Playing with Fire. Fourth, Last Christmas, which I saw, and it is a delight. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a Christmas movie that will just make you feel good, that's it. And then rounding out the top five, Terminator Dark Fate.
Got a lot of movies to see.
Got a lot of movies to see right there. I feel like Playing with Fire is your type of movie.
It's allowed.
It's a loud comedy,
no? Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
Doesn't matter. Is it loud?
Yeah. I mean, it's him and Keegan.
I mean,
Keegan.
There's fire.
Yeah.
All right.
You should see Midway. That's allowed.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
I'm dying to see that.
He'll
yeah.
see that this week for sure. Guys, great news for Ghostbusters
it's not
2020.
Great news, yet. Great news is later.
Okay.
It's at 7.
Ghostbusters 2020, set to hit theaters on July 10th. We now have confirmation. He was rumored to be appearing in the movie, but Dan Aykroyd has confirmed the news. Bill Murray officially returning for Ghostbusters 2020.
Are you menstruating right now?
I am not, but thank you for asking. During an appearance on The Greg Hill Show, Dan Aykroyd noted that Bill Murray, Sigourney Weaver, and Annie Potts all completed filming on the movie.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Thank you. He said this about the movie. He said, Jason Reitman wrote a beautiful, heartfelt script that takes the real DNA from the first two movies and transfers that directly to the third, The Next Generation. It hands the legacy off to a new generation of stars and players and actors and characters. New cast members include Paul Rudd. I mean, oh, come on.
Great.
All right.
Come on. Carrie Coon, Stranger Things' Finn Wolfhard,
yes.
And from Gifted, McKenna Grace.
Sure.
Guys, I'm in. Ghostbusters 2020. All
right. Mm-hmm.
July 10th.
Can't
it's
wait.
Just around the corner.
July 10th, dang it.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Already?
Already.
It's crazy. I know I've said this before. I have issues with my feet.
Yes.
I'm having them wrapped, both of them wrapped.
Okay.
Day.
The other one was a bunion that
I know,
you're having
because
worked on.
This is a follow-up.
Uh-huh. Mm. Can I just say to those listening, he doesn't need to grab his phone and look at it like he's actually checking
no.
the calendar.
He's a method
but he
actor.
Goes the extra mile.
Yeah.
I am the Marlon Brando of this show.
He's method.
He literally
yeah.
grabs the phone and starts
and I
like
love it.
Scrolling.
I
like,
do.
Jensen.
Oh, let me check my phone here. And he really does it.
He really does.
I do. I'm committed to this job.
You have. Yeah.
You really have, you guys. Hey, coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk about some TV cancellations that might bum you out.
No.
Some that you're like, wait, that was
no.
a show?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But one that will probably bum you out.
Oh.
And do you remember when we talked about which toys should be inducted into the
yeah.
Toy Hall of Fame?
We all voted.
We did vote.
Mm-hmm.
And we did pretty good, you
okay.
guys.
Did we? All right.
National Toy Hall of Fame has announced their inductees of 2019. Matchbox cars.
Sure.
We all said
we had that.
Has to be. Yeah.
Coloring books.
We had it. We thought it wasn't a toy, but we did think it should
be.
We
all said it should be in, and we were shocked that it wasn't. And only Jensen the nerd picked
yes.
this one. Mm-hmm. Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Really?
It is a massive game.
Yes.
It's just a later generation, but it's massive.
Care Bears, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Jenga, Masters of the Universe,
which
My Little Pony,
yeah.
Nerf Blaster, Risk. And a spinning top. Spinning top. That's just sad. I think you need to just take a seat, spinning top.
Agreed.
You're not going to make it.
Is the can in it?
The can that
the
you
can?
Just kick?
Yeah, kicking the can. Did the can already make it?
I don't know. What about the stick with the wheel?
Oh, man.
Did that make
the
it?
The wheel stick. Everyone loves
That's
the wheel
gotta
stick.
It's got to already be in there.
It's got to be in there, you guys.
What but about the bubble wrap?
I did love bubble wrap.
I love myself
up.
Some bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin still loves it.
I do.
Okay, good,
That's how we get Kevin to not think about the show for a while.
Good
right.
fun.
If we're
just
in a break,
I just
hand him bubble wrap and then he's gone for 5-10 minutes.
Love it more.
Kind of magic. All right, some birthdays, you guys. Stanley Tucci, Demi Moore, Calista Flockhart, Carson Kressley, and I cannot say this guy's name. Do you know how to...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's how you say
oh,
it.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
For people who are wondering, he's gone, but we have custody of the name through the end of the year.
Through the end of the year, yeah.
So at the beginning of the year, you'll have a whole new name for this show, but until then, we're sticking it to Bean by keeping this.
Kevin and Bean, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about the happy cows.
Okay, last week in Burlington, Vermont, mm-hmm. which is where all my favorite news happens, a rather odd lawsuit was filed. This environmentalist named James Ellers put in a lawsuit against Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, who you know from like... You know, everything. Makers of fish food and Americone Dream and all those kind of...
Automatically, pint. I'm on their side.
You have
as
to be.
I'm a
How
ice cream aficionado.
You have to be. And they also included the parent company, which is called Unilever. And they say that those companies are deceiving consumers.
Okay.
They say that Ben & Jerry, when you think about them, they're like these kind of tie-dyed hippies, you know, San Francisco Grateful Dead fans. But they say it's all a fraud.
What's all a fraud?
The claim in the lawsuit, during the past several years, Unilever has breached consumer trust by representing that Ben & Jerry's products are being made with milk and cream sourced exclusively from, quote, happy cows on Vermont farms that participate in a special humane caring dairy program. But only a small percentage of the products are actually made by happy cows because they say...
How do they measure happiness?
Well, they say that there's basically anything but happy surroundings for them in these sort of factory-style conditions. So the plaintiff, Ellers, knows, he says for a fact, that these cows are not happy. And since it's being advertised as such, they're lying.
What a weird lawsuit.
Yeah.
Isn't it usually about ingredients and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, this is about the conditions in which the cows are being,
yeah.
you know, held. But it's kind of, I mean, I guess...
Well, maybe the cows are just cool?
They're sort
not
of...
Not quite happy, but cool?
In between?
Yeah.
They won't. Ben & Jerry's won't comment on the lawsuit, but you have to wonder, are cows ever happy? They seem so unhappy all the time.
I mean,
sometimes
I don't know.
They're in like a weird mood.
Oh,
oh
no. God.
Oh, why no. so soon?
Why? You tell
I
us.
Mean, it's one oh, day no. back.
You tell oh, us. No. Oh, no, I'm with you. I can't even tell whether a cow is happy or not. Who knows?
Yeah, don't you think this is just look? Frivolous and will be just gone?
No, this dude, James Ellers, who's an environmentalist, mm-hmm. is pretty well respected. He's not like some quack just putting in a lawsuit. He actually has like the credentials to back up this claim. He says for sure he knows these things. This is his job.
Oh, no, you can know that it's not conditions that are conducive to happiness.
Well,
but you can't know that for a cow who can't tell you whether or not he's happy.
But how is this different than, say, for example, when they
She's
sued
happy.
Vitamin water? Well, it's true. It could be either way. Vitamin water, right? So they sued vitamin water because it said the word vitamin in it, and there's clearly not a healthy drink. It's like pretty much filled with sugar. And so they ended up having to change all of their branding to say it's not a healthy drink. I think that's the same thing he's going for.
Is just for them to stop saying it's from happy cows?
Correct. He wants you to just know that Ben and Jerry are...
I just want to see him out there testing. Just talking yeah. to a cow.
Surveys?
I don't think you want to know how he tests them.
Oh.
I'm not sure. But this did make me start thinking about like other lawsuits that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it does open up a can of worms if it's found as a lie.
I guess, but again, okay, go ahead.
Okay, for example, you could sue Keebler because elves don't make the cookies, right?
I mean, first of all, they do.
Positive though,
I'm
have
not.
You been
first
to
of all,
the
yes,
trees?
Yes, they do.
I'm not an expert.
Okay, uh-huh.
But
then back off.
That was my guess. Red Bull. I'm not even going to go with the name. The idea that it's not made by bulls, although could be bull pee, but it does not give you wings.
I don't know.
I feel like it does.
It gives Kevin wings.
It does in Vegas.
Yeah.
Give me a lot of wings.
I don't know if that's the Red Bull, Kevin. 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Kids don't get the cars.
No, but the profits, what?
No, the cars are, says the cars are for the kids. If they are giving it to the kids, I think we have a bigger problem. They shouldn't be driving.
I don't think they're, okay.
I'm going to keep going.
All right.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school with Sara Lee. She was a real piece of ass. I think there are people who don't like Sara Lee.
Well, maybe specific Sara
Moving
Lee.
On. How about Wheaties, right? Wheaties says it's the breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
I've been eating it since I was a kid. I had 5 yards my freshman football
taking
season.
Taking all the L's.
Wait, you ran for 5 yards?
Well, I had a 15-yarder, but then I lost 10, and I ended up 5
they
total.
They picked you up and carried you backwards.
Total for your high school career.
5 yards.
Aww. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
And I played like 6 games, all trash time. And I had Wheaties the whole time. So. Huh.
So that's a lie.
So I'm suing Wheaties.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
I can see that.
What about
mm-hmm.
choosy mothers choose Jif? Or is your mom just lazy and it's cheap?
Yeah, it's very. Your mom's
right?
a bitch is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying
how do you test
your
that?
Mom doesn't want you to have good peanut butter. So she's just like, no, but I'm choosy. Here's Jif.
I will say bitchy moms choose Jif doesn't have the same ring
it doesn't.
To it.
Yeah.
No.
Your mom's a C. Here's Jif.
That's all I care about. This is how you measure whether cows are happy or not. You hear them, right?
Oh, they love it.
So sweet. Beautiful.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were inducted into the Hall of Fame in New York City over the weekend. And I just got to say, you never stop feeling like a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You always, once you feel like a fraud, which I always have,
mm-hmm.
you just, it never goes, you never go, you know what? I deserve to be here now.
You're also wearing a suit, which makes you feel like a fraud.
Completely out of place.
Yeah. Yeah. You looked good, though, man.
Yeah, you and Bean really cleaned up well.
I really look good.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I feel like, I feel like you should lose more basketball bets.
Here's my thing, though. My thing is that Vin Scully is in that Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be anywhere near it.
Listen, man, those are voted on by experts and your peers.
Yeah,
you are now the new Vin
Scully.
Should
I be? I'm not the new Vin Scully. How dare you? You guys have heard me, right?
Yes.
So I already feel like a fraud. So I walk inside and I look at the pictures. There's pictures on these stands that are like 3 feet tall. And everybody's tuxedo, 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 beautiful dress, mm-hmm. beautiful dress. Kevin and Bean, I'm in my Ruka shirt. And Bean is in his Kiss Army shirt.
So they use like a promo shot.
Just t-shirts.
Right.
We just look like we're not supposed to be there.
Great.
So somebody points me up toward, there's an area where they're supposed to take photos and stuff. And they say, would you mind going up and take a photo? Bean's not here yet, but mm-hmm. we'll wait for him. And then you can take them together. But we'd just like to take one by yourself. So I walked up to the photographer and I said, oh, I think I'm supposed to take a picture. And he says, and I quote, oh, I'm sorry, this is for inductees only.
Oh, no. Has he heard the show?
Oh, it would have been worse if he was like, that's okay, I'm taking them. Like, he thought that you were just another camera guy or something.
Inductees only.
Oh, Kevin.
So, no, it was all right, because I found the whole thing just bizarre and comical. And that just, I just turned around and walked away.
You didn't even say I'm an inductee?
No, why would I? No.
When you came back with
Dean, I just thought it was funny.
Did he put it together?
Yes. Yeah, okay. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, hey, no problem.
You're like, perhaps you recognize me from this. And then you open up, it's your Ruka t-shirt.
You may know my partner and I as the surfers being inducted.
It was a little embarrassing on that level. But so the guy says that. And so I'm already just laughing about the whole thing. And John Tesh was there.
He was also being inducted.
Jim Rome was there.
Inducted, yes.
Jim Rome burned us so big. Jim
really?
Rome came up to him and he goes, hey, who from your show is here? Because he knew, we were told, you're not allowed to bring anyone from the show.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Zero people.
Right.
And he said, who from your show is here? And he already knew the answer. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they didn't let us bring any. He goes, yeah, I paid for my whole staff.
Oh! What a
sick bird.
And then he just broke out laughing like, yeah, I'm a D-bag. Woo! And he was just like rubbing it in my face like he knew the answer before he even came up to me.
Unbelievable.
Is Jim Rome hiring?
Which is why I love Jim Rome.
He
just rules.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Seacrest was there.
Mm-hmm.
No one cared about anybody except for Dr. Ruth.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer was there. And it's the only person anyone cared about. It was like, oh, do you want to get your picture taken with so-and-so? No, but can I get my picture with Dr. Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 4 feet tall. I don't know if you guys recognize her name, but
please, for
a long, long time, she had a sex show.
Yeah.
She defined sort of the sexual advice column. Mm-hmm. She defined the entire thing. She's
Maybe don't say she had a sex show.
I don't mean that.
So
I don't mean she had a sex show. Okay, that's important point.
Wait, do you not know about her work in Amsterdam? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, no, I'm talking about off radio and off newspaper.
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah,
okay.
No, on the radio and newspaper, she had a sex advice show.
Uh-huh.
A sex advice show,
Different things.
And she did it in New York for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. After midnight on Sunday night, she would talk sex and people would call in and she would give advice. And she's this little, I don't know what ethnicity is she?
I think she's from Mars.
German,
yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
But she's got this real accent, you know, and she's all anyone cared about. So everybody was taking their picture with her and everything, and we were sitting down, and my kids are like, when are you going? And I said, I don't have any idea. And they're like, how do you not know? And I was like, have you met me?
Right.
I have no idea. So we were just waiting and waiting, and they had a very strict timer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You have 5 minutes. At the end of 5 minutes, we're going to start playing music. You've seen this on all the award shows.
Sure.
But this is not being televised, so they could be even harsher.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5 minutes, the music will have crescendoed, and they just cut your mic and go right into a video.
Yeah, get out of here.
Wow.
So they introduce like a video for each person.
And by the way, I appreciate that.
I do too.
Yeah.
And everybody was playing by the same rules, except for John Tesh's wife got up,
mm-hmm.
and she started rambling. And the light came on saying, hey, your time's up. And she's like, don't even give me that. Just, I'm going
to
talk.
Oh, she tried to really
She tried to overrule it.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so she was mid-sentence, and they just cut her mic and went to the video.
Oh, because she was introducing her husband.
John Tesh, yeah.
Right, whoa.
So John Tesh got up, and he was very angry.
Really?
Yes, because they disrespected his wife.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can see that, except for everyone's playing by the same rules. Everyone has the same clock.
Mm-hmm.
Not John Tesh.
No. So he gets up and he says, I don't appreciate you disrespecting my wife this way.
Right there on the stage.
Yes. And all of a sudden, this whole night, which was sort of fun and bizarre and whatever, just was like, oh, this just got real.
Oh, wow.
And he's also, he's a large presence.
Huge.
He's like 6'8 or something. Yeah.
He's a monster guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's that tall.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate this, and I think it was rude. And if you want to give me an award, give me an award, and don't disrespect my wife.
Wow.
And he left his award, and he walked.
Yes!
That was it?
Yes.
No.
Yes. He walked.
Standing O for
he
that,
walked.
Right?
Yeah. John Tesh is a tough dude, man.
So I leaned over to my daughter. I'm like, I hope we don't go next. This is, you know, you don't want to follow somebody like that.
No.
Where you go, oh, hey, everybody, we're back. This is a good time. So somebody else went next, and then we went. And they called our names and still had no idea what we were supposed to do or how long we were supposed to talk. And on the way up, Bean said, hey, are you supposed to go first or am I? I said, I don't know.
Who knows?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
So I went up and I talked for a little bit. And then Bean talked for a little bit. And this is maybe the funniest thing in the world because Ryan Seacrest was there. And he was really, he was being nice to us.
Sure.
But we felt like a little fake.
Okay.
Okay.
You had already dealt with that feeling.
But, yes.
Okay.
And especially with Rick Dees, his predecessor, who was 100% fake. I just think it was Ryan. Just Ryan is nice. That's his thing to people in public, is that he's really nice. So he was sort of really nice to us, and everything was fine. And then Bean got up. God bless him. R.I.P. Bean. And said, I want to thank so-and-so. I want to thank Andy Schoen, our original program director. I want to thank everybody that I work with. I want to thank Ryan Seacrest for high-fiving that blind guy that one time on TV. And the whole place gasped.
And for those who don't know, Ryan Seacrest once tried to high-five a kid on American Idol who was blind.
And having said that, any one of us in that position would have done that.
Oh, I would have done it. I'm so proud he did.
You're just not thinking that way. I would have done it in a heartbeat, but it's Ryan's the one that did it.
The reaction was a gasp. Did anyone laugh?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was laughing.
Okay.
Except for Ryan Seacrest. I looked right at Ryan Seacrest, and he was just...
not laughing.
Not laughing at all. And I found out later that his mom was angry beyond words.
Short-term Bean, baby.
She couldn't be consoled because... why would this man be so mean to her son?
Oh, that's no. Great.
To which I say, I didn't high-five a blind guy. That was your son.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's the
no.
meanest thing you could do.
And how can you not think that's funny?
It's the best. Seacrest, grab onto
it. I would just like, and then, so then Dr. Ruth got up, and she ended with, I would like you all to go home and try a new sex position tonight.
She is 91.
She's 91.
Oh, my God.
Try a new sex position tonight, and then call me and tell me tomorrow, and we can all learn something special.
Unreal. What a night.
And the only person left was Ryan Seacrest. And I walked over to Ryan Seacrest's table, and I said, dude, I'm glad I don't have to follow Dr. Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said that, and he just looked at me, and... just like I wasn't there, just totally.
Ooh. Oh man!
Just totally blew me off.
Seacrest out.
Seacrest out. So I think they're not going to invite us to nice things anymore, you guys.
Hmm. I mean, you got the last laugh.
I mean, I feel like we did.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how somebody can't find that funny.
Sure.
You tried to high five a black guy. Come on!
You got to.
You have to find that funny for the rest of your life.
Clearly.
You'd think.
R.I.P. Bean.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Omar is in the studio with us. Oh, what's going on? Oh, ring?
Yes, my grace.
I'm sorry.
How are you?
What?
I don't know how to address Kevin now because, you know, now he's in the Hall of Fame twice.
I feel like my grace is good.
And,
it is pretty good.
You know, it's like, you
I'll
know,
take
so,
it.
Yeah, I got to address him differently. You know, he has like a different aura about him.
I mean,
him
also,
too.
He didn't have to wear a crown today. That's the weirdest part.
Also, Neil.
Yeah. Or is that a courtesy or bow? I don't know exactly what
courtesy?
To do.
Courtesy.
It's curtsy.
Oh, curtsy. What? My bad.
Are we all just going to gloss over the fact that he asked you to kneel?
I know. Oh. I should kneel? Should I kneel for...
Yeah.
Wow.
I can. Okay. I want to preface this story by it's 100% true. And as a dad, I'm trying to do my best.
Right.
Okay? And sometimes you succeed and sometimes you fail. I'll let you guys be the judge where this falls, what category this falls into.
When I was growing up, I always thought my parents knew what they were doing,
right,
and they had all the answers.
Same.
And then when you become a parent, you go, you're just guessing.
Yeah, yeah. No one knows.
Right. Well, you guess every time. You're a pretty good guesser, but you're just guessing.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're on our way to a pizza party this past Thursday, and since I'm a DJ, the kids wanted sometimes to kind of build a soundtrack of our travel. So they get my wife's phone, and they click on a YouTube channel, and they always ramp up to the holidays. So, hey, can we play DJ? And now the holiday they're ramping up for is Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, the way YouTube works is that, you know, you click on a YouTube song and it gives you other suggestions. So they kind of scroll on it. So I was like, okay, so this is the first one we're listening to.
Shake your feathers and point your toes. Now say gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. And strut, strut, strut.
So I'm the type of dad that I try to make the travel fun.
No, that's kind of a bop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And there's tons of these songs.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. So, and there's this like group called Kookaroo, and they're like bajillionaires because they have so many videos. So the next song, comes up, and it's this.
You put your booty in the middle, now and shake, shake,
so,
shake.
I'm like, whoa, what is this? Right?
Just so it's out there, those are my friends. Yeah. It is Cuckoo Kangaroo, and they rule.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But do you want your kids putting their booty in there?
Right. So I'm thinking this song is like a Two Life Crew video.
Yes.
So I grab the phone. I'm like, double checking, make sure it's nothing like graphic because I don't want another blippy situation on my hands.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't. They were just kind of doing a little cutesy dance. So I was like, okay, it's fine. So I was like, okay, back to the Turkey Sons, and then we get into this. So they're doing the turkey wobble. This is a very popular song here.
Okay. How the hell? I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah, so there's tons. And then so my wife and I, and then, at a certain point in the trip, this kind of just becomes white noise kind of in the background. And the back speakers are a little louder than the front speakers. And then my wife and I, are having conversations. We're talking about the rental. And just to kind of fast forward for time, this song starts, and I edited this song. This song at this point has already been playing about half. So let's start the song. That's not the song.
Are you sure?
I mean, why would you be mad?
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber.
You approve of that.
Listen, yeah. If my daughters listened to that, I'd be like, hells yeah.
That's, you can't eat stuffing.
That's more of a PSA for your kids.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so, like I said, white noise. It's no big deal.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, all right, so my wife and I are having the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then,
sounds peppy. Sounds like they're going to be fine.
It's right in line with what we've heard.
Right, so then, turn it up a little bit more. So now it's... except for the turkey. So that, I hear except for the turkey, I'm thinking like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
So, no big deal. My wife,
you're a turkey and you're still alive, you might kind of want to hide, or soon you'll probably be dead meat.
What?
On this festive day, you're what we eat.
What?
So fly away to a distant land where people think turkeys are
so red. Now Zozo is in the backseat going, hey, Dad, I feel so sad for the turkey.
Zozo.
And I'm thinking like, why? And then she's like, well, the turkey's not having fun here. It's not, Thanksgiving's not for the turkey.
Why is this
song
so peppy if they're talking about a turkey going to its death?
About slaughter.
Exactly. So the kid has been listening to this slaughter song for like a good 3 minutes. So my wife and I were like freaking out. We're like, what the heck? So we're like, okay, maybe she won't notice. And then on the car, you could like click this arrow and skip to the next song. Uh-huh. So we skip to this next song and we think, okay, we're
good. It's got to be better.
Yeah.
10 little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little
Oh, my God. So now Zoe.
Why is this happening?
Zoe says, are they hiding because they don't want to be dead?
Yes, Zozo.
Why are all these songs available?
It's like Halloween almost. It's scary.
I don't know. But then so I'm like, skip to the next song. And we skip to the next song, and this happens. We're like,
it's a
nice song.
It's better.
Safe.
Yeah.
We eat turkey.
No. And then, Zoe says to me, Mama, Dada, I'm a vegetarian.
What is happening,
dude? And I got like to put the icing on the cake. I got the call yesterday that for the first time ever, Thanksgiving this year at my house.
Wow.
And I have a little Thanksgiving, like, vegetarian on my hands.
Are you going to force your little vegetarian to eat turkey?
Hells yeah, at my house.
Can I suggest?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are calling it that through the end of the year. And we're going to continue doing this feature because it's fantastic, I think.
It is.
You watch the news, It's all negative. You watch the news too much. You're depressed all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's why on Monday mornings we bring you great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I'll kick this off. And first, we want to give a shout out to everyone who's a veteran out there today. It is Veterans Day. And obviously, so much of our great news in the past has revolved around veterans of our country. And they're doing a service that people like us just don't do. And they do it for us, for our freedoms.
Absolutely.
They deserve today. But I also want to shed a light on Casey O'Brien, who is a promising teenage Minnesota high school quarterback, when he was first diagnosed with osteosarcoma.
Oh.
It's a rare bone cancer that made him take time away from the sport he loved. And that's sad for him because he had hoped to play professionally one day, and people were scouting him and everything. Like, he was in that kind of trajectory. Mm-hmm. And what he didn't know at the time is that this would be the first of four cancers that they would treat over the next 4 years.
This is supposed to be great news.
It's going to get there.
Okay.
He would undergo 14 surgeries and numerous rounds of chemotherapy, surviving a battle that would be harder to face for him or anyone than anything he would have seen on the football field. But during his struggles, the one thing he promised to his family is that he would play football again. And then his freshman year, he enrolled at the University of Minnesota, and he tried out to be the kicking placeholder, which is obviously a different position than quarterback and a lot less physical, mm-hmm. based on his diseases. And he made the team as a walk-on.
Nice.
But his freshman year, he was not brought into play at all at any point in the season. But this past month, that all changed. Near the end of the recent Gophers victory, 42-7 over Rutgers, O'Brien played his first football game after being in remission for almost exactly 1 year. Hmm. He successfully did his job, pushing the Gophers' lead to 28. And when he returned to the sidelines, it was an emotional mess with the coach crying and hugging him. It was amazing. And all the his teammates were looking on crying as well. After the game, O'Brien spoke to reporters about what playing in the football game meant to him.
It means the world to me. There's been so many ups and downs and nights in the hospital and surgeries and everything like that has gone into this moment that this is what I dreamed about, and tonight it got to come true.
He's also an All-American athlete when it comes to his grades, so he's almost all A's. And he's just an all-around great guy, and it's an amazing story of recovery and sort of the goal of never giving up. And that is my great news!
I liked it. How are you guys with antiquing? You guys big antiquing fans?
Oh, yeah, every
fans?
Weekend. Yeah. Every
I know.
Weekend.
I know.
I'm at that Rose Bowl, you mm-hmm. know, the flea market.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm picking up things, and then I'm uh-huh. taking them home, and I'm just right. scrubbing them, antiquing yeah. them, making them look better.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I didn't think either of you did.
At all,
but
no.
These two women, Megan and Lindsay, are big antiquers. The best friends never expected, though, to find a stack of love letters during one of their excursions at a little shop in Tennessee. They were long-lost love letters, it turns out, written by a sailor and his girlfriend during World War II. And Lindsay said, once we started reading them, we couldn't stop. He was scared. He missed his family and everything he knew back home. It was a man named Elias Maxwell. He was serving in Hawaii and Japan, while his sweetheart Elaine was back home in Blackwood, New Jersey. But the distance didn't keep them from hoping, and Elaine would end her letters with, "Love your wife, hopefully soon." Which is just delightful and sweet. They wound up buying the stack of love letters, 21 love letters in all, for $88. And then they thought, you know what? Let's see if we can track these people down. Hmm. The friends searched for clues online and ended up about 800 miles from their home in Tennessee in a town called Clementon, New Jersey, where the family of Elaine and Elias lived. What they found out was they married in 1948. Elaine passed away in 2016 at the age of 89. Elias died in 1993 at the age of 66. But they had four children together, Pat, Jean, Tom, and Barbara, who the girls wound up flying out and meeting. They met them, introduced everybody, and they said, here are the love letters. And the kids now have this whole new view of their parents and their parents' love that they had no idea even existed. They were referring to one of the letters with a lipstick kiss from Elaine, and one of the sons said, if you showed this to me and said that my mom did it, I'd be like, no, my mom wouldn't kiss a letter
possible.
And send it. So they've gotten kind of this whole new look into the love of their parents that they never even knew. So just an unexpected blessing, and I thought it was perfect for Veterans Day today. So a happy ending for everyone involved. I just think it's a very sweet story, and that's my great news.
I like the idea that the new generation of kids will find all our sexts.
I don't think that's saying at all.
They'll see all the stuff we said to each other.
Be like, why does Dad keep sending this eggplant emoji? What's going on?
Mom must have been crazy thirsty. Oh, the water over and over again.
I've changed greatly in one way, and that is that when we first got our dog 10 years ago, I went to a breeder and bought it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I realized, oh, wait, that's a terrible thing to do. I shouldn't do
that. Well, dude, we all used to... Remember when they were in the mall?
Yeah.
Like, dog stores in the mall? Like, it was just a different culture about it.
I didn't know at the time, and I wasn't woke, if I could use that word. But there is a brewing company in Fargo, North Dakota, that is actually taking on pets that are difficult to find homes for. Mm-hmm. So they have partnered with a firm called For Love of Dog, and they've got some pups who have been looking for homes for a while to be adopted, and they put the dogs on their beer cans.
Oh,
so
neat.
They're going to advertise anyway.
Yeah.
But they do it by putting these pets on a beer can that say, hey, this pet needs a home, and if you're looking for a pet, this is perfect for you. And then they threw a huge party on a Monday night for all of the people in town. And they said, look, we're going to bring all the pets here and maybe you can find a pet and take it home. And a bunch of those pets were taken home and were rescued.
I'm going to take this dog home. I drank the beer with his face
on it. I don't think that's
how it went. I wake up the next day, they're like, where did this dog come from? This is insane.
No, I don't think that's the point. Okay. The point is that the beer company has to advertise, but they do it in a secondary way where they actually get pets adopted.
Brilliant.
Very sweet.
And I would drink this beer just because they do that.
Yeah.
Of course, I would drink any beer. Yeah. But I'm saying just because they put these pictures on and they're trying to get pets adopted that need to be adopted.
It's great.
I think that's fantastic.
That is.
I agree.
And that's my great news.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Tickets for night two of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas are sold out. Tickets for night one, there are a few available. Mm-hmm. We're going to give away some now. And we're going to do it with the game we call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Oh, yeah. Total Recall, Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's what you will win. All you have to do is recall.
So Allie's going to ask a question, and then you have to come up with three or five. Which should we decide?
Well, it was five.
It was five.
And then we realized it's hard. So in 10 seconds, you're going to have to name three things.
All right.
In accordance with whatever I'm asking
Now, that
you.
Sounds easy, but when you're on the phone and there's the pressure of the clock ticking, it's really difficult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You ready?
So let's start with Michael in Corona. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Hey, Michael, have you heard this game played before?
I have not.
Well.
Okay. Listen up. We just heard Jimmy Eat World do Sweetness right before the contest started. We just had them in studio. They performed the song The Middle live, and they are a damn delight. Speaking of Jimmy Eat World, in 10 seconds, name three other famous Jimmys. Go.
Jimmy King, Jimmy Papa, Jimmy...
No, no.
Nope.
Not enough
just
Jimmys.
Just got one. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon,
Jimmy Hendrix.
Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Page.
Yeah, you're right.
It's okay.
Right.
It's all right.
No, he said right. He got it.
It's not an easy game when there's pressure. I get it.
It is not. Daniel in Glendora, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to...
Total Recall.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right.
All right, Daniel. Also playing night one, Cold War Kids. They're local boys that all met up at college, Biola University. Besides forming a band or studying, in 10 seconds, name three other activities that you might do in your spare time in college. Go.
Drink, party, and girls.
There you go.
Drinking and partying similar, but we'll allow it.
I like it. Well, I put intramural sports, the sex, video games, volunteer, job, or drugs. And I think you named three. Very good.
You did.
Excellent.
Drugs was
Daniel.
Next. I could just sense from Daniel drugs was next.
All right. You are in the drawing.
Jen in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Jen. So Cage the Elephant have played a ton of shows for us here at K-Rock, from Weenie Roast to Halloween Balls to The Sound Space very recently. And we're so excited to have them back for Acoustic Christmas Night One. Besides elephants, in 10 seconds, name three other animals you might find at the zoo. Go.
That'd be a giraffe, a sloth, and how about a hippo?
How about a hippo? I love it.
Wow. How about a hippo?
A hippo. I love that she said sloth, too.
Yeah.
Sloth.
Excellent.
Who thinks sloth?
You know, the big zoo attraction, the sloth.
Yeah.
I love a sloth.
I love it.
Very good,
and
Jen.
And she did it in 5 seconds. Yeah, she didn't even need the clock. All right.
You are in the drawing.
All right. Next up is Jim, who is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Let's do it.
Hey, Jim. How would you have done with the Jimmy question?
Oh, my name's Jim. I'd win right away.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Here's your question.
All right.
I'm on a mission. So I don't have good feelings about Jim.
I'm so excited to see Catfish and the Bottlemen. I've loved them forever and have even chosen one of their songs as my That's My Jam pick. Besides Catfish and Kale, in 10 seconds, name three other kinds of fish. Go.
Piranha, sharks, and guppies.
We low in sharks? Give us one more.
Guppies.
Another one.
Goldfish. Goldfish.
Just to be sure. Just to be sure.
That worked.
Just to be sure.
I feel like a shark is a fish.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not anyone. We wouldn't. All right.
Well,
either way,
you got it. You are in the drawing.
Well done.
Jim, I don't know why they hate you so much.
Shannon in Mission Viejo. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Total Recall. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Shannon. Angels and Airwaves formed in 2005 when Blink-182 went on hiatus. Tom DeLonge isn't touring with his band. He's trying to tell us that aliens really do exist. The truth is out there, you guys. In 10 seconds, name three TV shows about or with aliens. Go.
I don't... I have no clue.
Oh, Shannon. You could have just said sloth and we all would have applauded.
The X-Files, Roswell, Star Trek, ALF, Lost in Space, Mork and Mindy.
Fringe, anything.
Third Rock from the Sun. Yep. Oh, that's too bad. Sorry, Shannon.
Bye, Shannon.
Sorry, thank you. All right, let's go to Katie, who is calling from Costa Mesa. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, Katie, how have you been doing on hold?
Good, thanks.
Okay.
Well,
I meant, in general, we're not asking about your well-being.
I think I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Okay, here you go. Also playing Night One, a band that formed in Irvine in 2005 called Young the Giant. The band's first three singles all charted on the U.S. Alternative Songs chart, My Body, Apartment, and Cough Syrup. Besides cough syrup, in 10 seconds, name three things you do if you're sick. Go.
Drink orange juice. You blow your nose, and you stay home from work.
There you go. Nice. Excellent.
Good job, Katie.
Very good, Katie. You're in the drawing.
All right, do we want to do one more or no? We have time?
We can do one more.
All right, one more. Let's make it Mark in Azusa. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We are good. Mark. Thank you.
Just so you know, I wrote this question hoping that people didn't get any answers right, so it was an easy one.
Meaning this is a gimme?
So, Mark, I feel like if you don't get this,
Mark.
No pressure.
Way to put pressure on Mark.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
I first saw The Head and the Heart when they appeared on Cameron Crowe's show, Roadies, but I had heard their songs on a ton of other shows like Sons of Anarchy, How I Met Your Mother, and New Girl. In 10 seconds, name three TV shows, literally any three ever. Go.
Mork and Mindy, X-Files, and Roswell.
All shows she mentioned earlier. Almost feels like cheating, but we'll allow it.
Oh, my God, I love Mark so much.
It's good.
Whoa. All right, you two are in the drawing, you guys. Oh.
You hold on.
All right. All right. Hold on. Drum roll. Jensen, who is going to go to night one of K-Rock's Absolute Almost
Acoustic
Christmas?
It's Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel, the first person we talked to. Congratulations, Daniel.
Damn.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, right.
We'll see you at night number one, and thanks for playing the game.
Oh, yeah! Total Recall.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a fast food report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the fast food report. With your dude with the lowdown on chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He's Jensen Karp. Take it away, gumshoe.
Oh, thanks, Omar. It is your dude of fast food, the czar of QSR, the catch-em-all of cholesterol, your boy Jensen, ready to break down this week's fast food report. Now, the country of South Africa does not pop up much in the fast food report, but when it does, boy, does it bring the heat.
Come strong.
May I introduce you to the KFC Nacho Cheese Crunch Burger.
In.
All right, hold on. You gotta hear it out.
Sorry.
Now, we know that nacho cheese has been a hot addition for the last few years since Taco Bell did it, but this test item takes it one step further. The Nacho Cheese Crunch Burger features a crunch fillet of chicken that is then dunked into nacho cheese sauce and then topped with a slice of cheese. And then its cheese-flavored nacho chips and mayo are put into a split-top bun.
Oh. God.
That's cheese, baby.
Okay. Ellie just threw up in her mouth.
Yeah, I watched it. It's like something a Stone College kid would make at 2 a.m., but it's available all the time. And listen to this price, $2.31. It's very cheap.
That's odd.
So it comes down to this. Slop on the cheese and add the chips or something else, please. This makes me sick. The KFC Nacho Cheese Crunch Burger. Eat it or beat it. $7.
I don't turn a lot of stuff down in the fast food report, but for me personally, that's just too much goddamn cheese. I'm
too much goddamn cheese. Yeah. Allie?
You know me and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be really good for me to eat that cheese because, you know, I'll be on the toilet.
Right.
I'm gonna beat it.
Beat it.
How many weeks would you be on the toilet with this?
I'd still be on the toilet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Kevin?
I would eat not one, but two.
Wow.
Man likes cheese. Moving on. Now, we know that A&W is more than root beer. It's a lifestyle. And our friends at Allen and Wright.
Is it a lifestyle?
Who thinks it's a lifestyle?
I run the fast food report. I'm telling you. To me, it is.
Okay.
Our friends at Allen and Wright. Did you guys know that's what A&W is?
No idea.
I don't know.
That's why I'm here. They're stepping up with a brand new release called Sriracha Cheese Curds.
Why?
What?
They're bringing the heat to the State Fair staple, taking the chain's 100% Wisconsin white cheddar cheese curds and putting them with the right amount of sriracha heat. They'll be available at participating locations through December 29th. So for $3.99, I ask you, take my cheese curds and add the heat, or go to your knees, nerds, and smell my feet. A&W Sriracha Cheese Curds, eat or be a Sir Kevin!
I don't want food from A&W. I want root beer. I'm a beat it.
This guy loves cheese and root beer.
Yep.
Is your fourth grade out of session?
Yep.
Allie.
Anything with the words cheese and curd, I'm out. Beat it.
All right. A lot of beat its this week. Mugs.
While my past verdict was no to the last too much cheese,
yes.
I do enjoy myself some cheese curds, and I do love spicy sriracha, so I'm going to go ahead and eat it.
Complex man this
month. Wow, he sure is.
Yeah, he's
many layers.
Subway is teaming up with Netflix to help promote their new release of Dr. Seuss's inspired animated series, Green Eggs and Ham, with a crossover that you could see coming from a mile away. Select locations in LA and New York will be offering the Green Eggs and Ham sandwich. It's a limited time release featuring green eggs, ham, American cheese, guacamole, and sliced tomatoes on fresh Italian bread. Now, it's a mystery what makes the eggs green, right?
Oh, no.
Except for the fact that the government does not allow fast food restaurants to hide ingredients, so it took me one Google search to figure out it's spinach. Sorry to ruin the magic.
Oh, wow. Oh wow. That changes everything.
That changes everything. These will be available through New Year's on both coasts. So we've arrived at the questions. Bring me the hoagie from Dr. Seuss, or that sounds grody, like diarrhea juice, the Subway green eggs, ham, and sandwich, eat or be it. Start with mugs.
As long as the green ham will make my poo green, mm-hmm. I will eat it.
Weird. Not sure how to test that.
It could. Kevin?
I'm going to say, can you hold the spinach?
Beat it.
That means no.
Thank you.
That means beat it. Allie?
I don't like ham at all. Like, right. I'm not even focusing on the green eggs.
Right.
I just,
you were out at ham.
Out at ham.
So you're never yelling at Tina?
Well, very, very wow. Current reference.
File.
Mugs. Very good.
Go ahead and
stop
do it.
Stop clapping for yourself.
Go ahead, Kevin, clapping though, and do your impersonation.
Tina, come get some ham.
Very
okay.
good impersonation.
All right,
very good. We are on the cutting edge of pop culture. Like a teenage boy who loves anime, let's take a life-changing trip to Hong Kong for a Domino's pizza test item, the bubble tea pizza.
What?
Yes, the bubble tea pizza. In the same vein as Scarlett Johansson playing an Asian character, this is a mixture of Western and Eastern cultures that we might not need, where they've taken the chewy pearl balls of tapioca, normally found in sugary drinks, and put them on a dessert pizza alongside honey, mochi balls, and cheese. The boba pizza will be available at 155 locations across the East through November 30th. So this brings us to the question, bring me a pie with a bunch of very sweet, or I'd rather dine on my Uncle Pete's balls, the regionally what? Placed Domino's boba tea pizza. Eat your beetle, start with Allie.
I'm going to eat that. I don't know. What did you say about my Uncle Pete's balls?
No need. Kevin, we're moving on.
Okay.
I'm going to beat the hell out of that. I don't want it.
What? Whoa, ding.
Uncle
wow.
Pete?
Ding.
Wow. All right. Mugs.
I love Asian cuisine.
Yes.
But this whole boba tapioca right? thing, it just weirds me out. I'm going to beat it.
Beat it.
Wow.
All right. It's weird.
I am shocked.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Halloween is officially behind us, which means it's Thanksgiving in the crosshairs, and the quick service restaurant industry sees what's coming, especially at the hot dog focused chain Doghouse. Now, at any of their locations through the month of November, you can pick up the Tadurken sausage. The Tadurken sausage features a mix of turkey, chicken, duck, herbs and seasonings, and that's all topped with turkey gravy, house slaw, and crispy fried onions, all served on a King's Hawaiian roll.
Oh.
And a dollar from every purchase goes to the charity No Kid Hungry, so that's a nice for the season of thanks. So we approach the question, I'll pay a fee for a rad dog of Tadurken, or I'd rather see my dad's hog and mom's merkin, the seasonal favorite Doghouse Tadurken sausage. Eat your beetle, start with mugs.
Look, I'm not only saying this because Doghouse is a fantastic sponsor, mm-hmm. and I love everything they do.
Right.
Yes, I love Thanksgiving food. I want it to Durkin in my Merkin. Yes.
There you go. Allie.
I was in, and then you said the Hawaiian sweet bread.
Oh.
What?
And I'm even more in.
Oh, okay, good.
Cheese.
It was too
cheese. I'm so in
We're
now.
About to throw you right out.
I know. Kevin? I saw it.
Eat and it.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Last one. Lastly, staying with Thanksgiving, let's go back to pizza. Found in the southeast and southwest of the United States, Pizza Inn is a rather new chain, originally out of Texas, and they know how to get attention. Let us welcome with open arms the Pumpkin Pizzard.
I don't love the
yeah,
name.
It sounds like Snoop Dogg works in their marketing division, but check it out. It's a pizza pie that features pumpkin and cinnamon filling topped with brown sugar mix and a sweet white icing drizzle. The sweet treat can be found at their all-day buffet bar, which I'm in for, which makes me wish we had a Pizza Inn. But wishing aside, it's time to ask. Let's have some fun with the Pumpkin Pizzard or feed my young son of a blumpkinning lizard the Pizza Inn's newest addition to the buffet bar. Eat or beat it! Sir Kevin!
I don't understand the question, mm-hmm. but I'll eat it.
Eat it.
I love myself some drizzle.
I mean, makes sense.
White drizzle, by the way.
What?
I don't know where the Pizza Inn is, mm-hmm. but you need to show me where it is because I need to eat that.
Eat Allie?
Usually not a pumpkin person.
Yes.
But that sounds great.
Guys, we've done it. We all said yes to the Pumpkin Pizzard.
Yeah,
it's something I didn't see coming, yeah. but you never know what you're going to get when it's the Fast Food Report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM, that was the Fast Food Report with Jensen Karp.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Kay is here now for a look at what's happening.
Guys, Pat Sajak hospitalized Thursday for a blocked intestine.
Fatality.
He's hosted Wheel of Fortune since 1982, and he's going to be off temporarily about 2 weeks. So a young woman by the name of Vanna White is going to host Wheel of Fortune.
I feel like this is, it's her time.
It's her time.
It's her time.
After 90 years?
She put in those 90 years, and finally, it feels like she's ready.
It's all paying off. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's going to helm the show in his absence as he recovers from the operation. I have to say, I laughed really hard when I saw this story, and it said hospitalized for a blocked intestine. And then the first comment underneath was, I'd like to buy a bowel.
That's pretty good.
Like, whoever you are, sir.
I'll take a B and an M.
You have delighted me to no end. Sometimes people are so funny.
Very good.
I do not know who's going to be turning the letters, though. I mean, she's not going to be doing double duty,
she's
right?
She can't do double duty.
Back and forth, yeah.
That, no, it's too much work.
Oh,
too she much could work. Never.
She could never.
It'd be funny, though, to see her
right?
dry.
Instead of heels, she's just got on, like, tennis shoes, and
new,
she's
new
just
balance.
Jamming.
Yeah, I'll take a T. Oh, damn it, there's three. Run. Get over there, turn the tiles.
Oh, it is too much. You guys, did you see this story about Amazon having to pull a shirt? Because it said something pretty inappropriate on this little baby shirt.
Me like it.
It was emblazoned with the words, Daddy's Little Slut.
What?
The original $18 shirt sold by Only Baby Care started going viral on Friday morning. It's been available on Amazon since June, with the description claiming that it was suitable for playing outside, a birthday party, baby shower, baptism, other family friendly activities. It just says Daddy's Little Slut on it.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
So the shirt was taken down 8 hours later, but the seller continued to offer some confusing children's clothing, including a tee that reads, Boats and Hoes.
Okay.
What?
And a hat with the words, Black Guns Matter, with an automatic rifle across the top. What is this company and what is happening?
These don't seem like they're good for kids.
Wow.
Can you imagine, though, being like, oh, here's my daughter, she's two. Does her shirt say Daddy's Little Slut on it?
Late Night for Daddy.
Oh, that's a good idea for a shirt, too.
Ridiculous,
thanks,
you guys.
Bean. That's a good idea for sure.
It is, it's pretty insane. Pretty insane.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Hey, remember that guy Bean that was on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And he was here, and he came down to L.A. and gave us all the sickness.
Yeah, and then he died from that sickness.
Yeah. He had a flu that turned into pneumonia that was just really bad, right?
Yeah.
Kevin, you were feeling icky all last week.
I feel like I pretty much still have it.
Yeah, not feeling great right now. Well, the 2019-2020 flu season has officially begun with 582 new cases and 2 deaths in the week ending November 2nd. The hot spots for the flu so far this season? Louisiana. And Puerto Rico. However, Arizona, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Nevada, Tennessee, and Texas also have seen a lot of local or sporadic activity. But the hot spot, Louisiana.
Wop, wop, wop.
He tried to kill us, that guy.
He did.
Seriously.
On his way out.
Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah.
Dirt daddy's little slut.
That's crazy. How did anyone in the company not know?
Yeah, I've been selling those since June, and somebody just noticed them on Friday.
Hey, maybe this is a bad idea.
Right, right.
In any meeting, anywhere.
I'll be honest with you. When Adler was wearing it, no one thought it was that weird. They thought it was funny.
Oh, you already had it.
Oh, I had 5. Oh, no, I have them for every day of the week.
So they laugh when they say, okay.
Yes, I don't have to wash them. I just,
all right.
Every day, different one.
Although I did, I got my friend a pretty inappropriate onesie for her first baby.
Yes.
It was just a onesie that said, I love my mama's whiskey. Teas.
Whiskey teas? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
She likes her whiskey. And
that's awesome.
Right.
She didn't find it funny. Her husband thought it was very funny.
Of course.
But I was like, we know you're not feeding your kid whiskey through your bazumbas. Everything's fine. She didn't find it that funny.
No, it's very funny.
That's on brand for you to be the person who's the friend who gives you an inappropriate shirt, though.
I'll tell you off the air the other one.
That you gave for the kid?
Yeah.
You can't clean it up a little bit for air? It's that bad?
Tell it on the air.
You probably shouldn't have gotten it for a kid.
I can't. No.
I literally can't.
What does it involve?
Body part?
Some birthdays for you. Wow. Stanley Tucci, Demi Moore, Calista Flockhart, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Carson Kressley. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Allie, tell us about Instagram and how we're all going to move forward.
Here's the thing. You post something, you get some likes. How does that make you feel?
I am nothing without my following.
Most people, it appears, become pretty self... Like, that's where they're getting their confidence.
Right.
Where they're getting validation.
Yeah. If you get a ton of likes, you somehow feel better about yourself because you posted a picture of you with your dog.
Right. Or like a picture of you with your arms out on a cliff, like at Runyon, just holding it out where the sun set.
Right.
But I don't feel I do that. I feel like if it said no likes, I'd probably be like, this is very strange that everyone hates this. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I ever noticed the like number, but it does seem that influencers and teenagers mm-hmm. like put their whole worth in it.
Yeah, I think it might be a younger generation that this is kind of focusing on. But Instagram experimented with the new feature in other parts of the world, Canada, Australia, Japan, Ireland, Italy, and Brazil, where they hide your likes. So you're able to see how many likes you have, but people looking at your picture will not see how many likes
you have. But isn't
the
most important part other people seeing how many likes
that's
I have?
Exactly
well, that's exactly
why
stopping.
People are so upset. Mm. Because they think, oh, this is about young people. This is what the CEO said. The idea is to depressurize Instagram, make it less of a competition, give people more space to focus on connecting with people they love and things that inspire them. We have to see how it affects some people and how they feel about the platform, how it affects how people use the platform, how it affects the creator ecosystem.
I am worthless. I bring nothing to the table. So zero.
They are going to be testing this with specific people. You might be one of them. I might be one of them. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Oh, so no one knows who they're
going to test. Just a test for now, yeah.
Just a test to see what hiding likes does for people. Then they'll talk to them like, did you feel better about it? Here's the thing. If you can still see your own likes...
Isn't it the same thing?
It feels like the same thing. It's only that other people can't see them, so whatever. But I guess they show you your likes, so if you are a quote-unquote influencer, you can then send those to whoever the brands are that you're doing stuff for.
Plus, you could change the caption and go, this post has 6 million
you
likes.
You can easily Photoshop it, is what you're saying.
By the way, I'm up to 7,412. Yeah. However, this is the only part that bums me out. Now I can't see who bought all their followers. So when you see someone with like 500,000 followers and then their posts are getting 400 likes, I'm like, come on, people. You bought all of those followers. Or when the comments are all the same, like, this is a great photo. Really like this capture. Mm-hmm. All of those. Yeah, those are all your fake bot followers. But I don't know. I feel like maybe we just need to start raising our kids to
think
a little differently.
This seems like a parental thing.
You would think.
It doesn't seem like Instagram needs to take the place of a parent.
Well,
and
to
the
me,
parent
yeah.
should say, hey, this is not where your worth comes from.
Yeah, but your self-worth isn't a light.
Wouldn't comments be a large part of this sort of bullying as well? Like, isn't that a huge... I think that's more aggressive than likes.
Yeah, agreed. And also the ability to argue with a comment.
That's
yeah.
what
or
Cardi
like a
B actually posted a whole thing. And she's like, this isn't what's ruining Instagram. It's the fact that you can comment on something, then the reply button under that comment.
Yeah.
So now people can argue back and forth about absolutely nothing. Of course, you can always turn off your comments.
Right.
But celebrities don't like that. They tend to like seeing all the comments.
Right now there is sort of a stigma if you turn off the comments, mm-hmm. right? Like it's not just like people think you're doing it to hide something or whatever it is. But I would, as someone who normally notices that the angry comments or trollish comments are from people who have private accounts.
Always, yeah.
That seems to be, to me, the thing that makes it the biggest cesspool mm-hmm. is sort of these people who can like anonymously comment and not put themselves out there in that way. So I've never felt like likes was the reason that is such a garbage app, which it sort of is.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's garbage that you keep posting pictures of your food, you know? That's still my main problem.
Food and cats. If you took that away, the entire internet would collapse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't think this is going to help anybody.
I think that they're trying whatever they can at this point to kind of keep a vibe, because I think they did it on Facebook too.
Yeah.
So that was their model, and they're like, well, let's try it here. But I don't think taking away likes is going to do much for somebody who feels worthless is still going to feel worthless if people can't see their likes.
But still, like all our photos because we need it.
Right.
Yes, please. You could.
That'd be validates.
Great. Yeah.
Stop reporting me, bro.
Right.
It's getting more like communism saying we're going to do this and do that.
Right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Every Monday morning, we bring in Jen Sturger and Cody Decker, and we look at the NFL week past.
That's right.
Welcome, guys.
How's it going?
What's up?
They, of course, do Swings and Misses, which is a podcast you can find at radio.com. Just search for Swings. Let's talk about Thursday night's game first. As you are.
I mean, I can feel the man gloating and smiling.
Yes.
Big Raiders fan.
Let's talk about it.
Yes. The minute you mentioned it, there was just this light emanating from him.
Seriously, I've never seen
smile.
You happier.
No, this from like normal to yes. Let's
half
talk about it.
Game.
How is this possible? How are they in the playoff hunt? The Chiefs were, we were saying, best team in NFL for a while. Mm-hmm. Mahomes was playing like a beast. And then now I look down at the standings, and they're a half game out, the Raiders.
They sure are.
The team we didn't even think was good.
You said you didn't even think at the beginning of the season they'd win three games.
I didn't. And it's just, it's so special. Look at this. And right now, the Raiders, there's a legitimate path right now for the Raiders.
There really is.
Because their next two games are the Jets and the Bengals, both garbage teams.
Awful.
And then they play the Chiefs.
Yeah. So if they win the next two games and the Chiefs drop one, we're looking at the first place Raiders, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
No one gave them a shot once they lost Antonio Brown. No one gave them a shot because they thought so much of their offense was going to run through him.
Clearly.
Now,
how can you say that, Jen? They brought back Keelan Doss, the guy they cut, baby.
No one was
this
more
team is unstoppable.
About that re-signing than Cody was.
Wait, you were really? I thought you were making a joke.
No,
I meant it. I fell in love with this guy on Hard Knocks. It wasn't because he was good at football.
Right.
But it was because he was like, oh, this is the most Raider cat I've ever seen.
But it seems like at some point good at football would matter.
You'd think that, but they seem to keep winning. It's amazing. This team, its average age is like 23 years old. Knock on wood if you're with me.
Listen, I was just as surprised as you are.
What is happening?
How bad were the Chargers? Three interceptions from Rivers, sacked five times. The defense of the Raiders looks like the defense of the Raiders should be.
Not good?
Yeah,
they're not. I will say this. This is the Raiders' pitfall. When it gets to the second half, their defense runs out of gas. In fact, they've allowed more slot passing yards than any other team by far.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is not great. But
our producer, Ann, is a huge Charger fan. So you can see our text thread from that day started off very boisterous from this one.
Yeah, because we were up 10-0.
And then
there were two interceptions right away, right?
Yeah.
And then she started running her mouth. And by the end of it, they're like, yeah, we're all terrible.
Yeah, at the end
this
of it.
All...
it and by the end of the game, it was just two depressed people talking to each other saying, my God.
She's like, good game. Worse? My season's over. And I was like, oh, Ann, please come to work tomorrow.
we were hiding sharp objects.
So you tell me, Raiders are going to the playoffs?
No, the Chiefs are going to the playoffs.
Okay.
I
thought he was going to say Raiders are going to the playoffs and Chargers are going to London. That's what I thought he was going to say.
They are. The Raiders, I think there's a path. They can win these next two games. But any team that has a decent pass game should beat the Raiders. And we know that's
the Chiefs.
The Chiefs have a very good pass game.
He's a crazy good passer.
He's unbelievable.
So you don't think they're going to make it at all for the playoffs? Probably.
I didn't think they'd win five
They've
games.
They've already outdone what you thought.
What a season. This is a dream come true. A chance at 500. Raiders might make a bowl game, baby!
I mean, he keeps standing on the seat to do that. Also...
there's no bowl game in professional?
No?
No, that's college.
Well, they should.
They can make a college bowl game?
Yeah, put them in the Rose Bowl.
While we're on playoffs and people not making it, the Rams have slowly ran themselves into 40% chance of making the playoffs. They're now 5-4. Not great.
No, I was looking at the math. Like, there was a website that put out all the different chances with every scenario that could possibly play out the rest of the season. It's like, well, if they win this game and lose this game, it would be this percentage. I just have
Might
to wonder.
Might they not make it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, know it's an option. Odds are against it.
No, I think it's a very feasible possibility that they will not make the playoffs. It's so weird because I'm looking at it and I'm like, what are they not telling us about Gurley?
Yeah, he's a different player.
Yeah.
It's like a different dude.
He hasn't been the same since the playoffs last year is what Cody and I were talking
about. Yeah, it's just that offense needs to run through him. And all it's doing right now is just exposing Goff for not being the star quarterback that they've been kind of pushing him out to be and paying him
By
to
the
be.
Way, he was, though.
But
he really was playing at that level for a while.
But he had a weapon in Todd Gurley. Their run game was through the roof, and that offense ran through Todd Gurley.
And you take that weapon off the field, it's like you automatically show them what you're doing.
But what about that?
I mean,
someone's ramming it. It's just not them.
It's not that team.
Completely different team.
They're the recipients at this point.
Okay, so guess. Will they or will they not make the playoffs?
I don't think they're going to make the
playoffs.
I don't think so.
No chance.
Well, what do you mean no chance?
They're not making it. They're already statistically almost out at 40%. They're below half. They look like garbage. It looks like a completely different team to me.
It really does. It looks like it's been replaced by all new players.
And they made the Steelers look like the curtain, man. The defense was out of control.
The Steelers should not be winning right now at all.
Right.
They don't. They have a young quarterback who feasibly doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
And somehow they're still pulling away some wins. I mean, they were looked 2 weeks ago, they looked beyond out of it. All of a sudden they're in the conversation.
Yeah.
And they honestly looked really good yesterday against the Rams.
Can we talk about my favorite player in the NFL?
Is it Lamar Jackson?
Play the clip, please.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a second down and three. Jackson takes it himself. Look at him turn back and forth. Oh! He broke his ankles. Now he's got an entourage. And he's got a touchdown. He is Houdini. What a play. 47-yard touchdown run by the magical quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Is he Houdini?
That's a great call,
great
though.
Great call.
Put him over more while you're at it.
By the way, he is incredible.
He's unreal.
He's our MVP. He has to be.
That run was a video game.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
Like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. He just ran right through people, moved around. It was... People like to say that Michael Vick is the greatest running quarterback. I think we're in line now to have a brand new sort of king of the run.
Oh, I would think so too, yeah.
But when you look at him and you look at, like, say, someone like Pat Mahomes, it's like, who would you rather have longevity-wise? You know what I mean? Because we're just running quarterbacks just don't have the longevity.
I mean, that's the thing. Everyone is knocking him on, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, though, he even talked about after the game that he practiced that spin move in a
walk. They asked him
that.
They were like, did you practice it? And he was like, yeah, I did it in slow motion or whatever.
He's like, yeah, I did it in a walkthrough. And,
please.
And then he goes out and does it at full speed, and it looks absurd. That's one of the best runs I've ever seen.
It was incredible.
But he's got an arm. Everyone was knocking him at the beginning of the season saying he didn't have one. So that is something that he does have going for him as far as preserving his body.
Everything? So he has the run and the pass. He has that going for him.
Only those?
Only those things. Just those two.
There is the danger. You're getting injured if you're a running quarterback.
Sure.
That's always
not if they
there.
Can't tackle you.
Look at Cam right now.
Look at Cam. Mm-hmm.
Look at Cam. You know, take a few hits. If your offensive line starts to crumble, you're in trouble. I think it's about to happen over in Deshaun Watson in Houston. I mean, the guy is unbelievable, but that offensive line
is not
made out of graham crackers.
Yeah, they're not helping.
He's just going to take a pounding.
It's weird how momentum plays such a big part of it. It's just like the Rams sort of have a downward momentum, and it's like, okay, there's nothing they can do to turn it around.
It's a crazy thing when you're playing any type of team sport. You know, that just one inkling of...
They're the same players with the same abilities.
Mm-hmm.
How does momentum play that much of a...
Almost like a sophomore type slump, you know? It's even though you were at the highest highs, and then when you're shown that you're actually human, that could really, you know, psychologically do some damage to a team. It happens way more often than you think.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's something you weren't talking about at last break when you were talking about you still feel like a fraud. There's not a single pro athlete that isn't always... second-guessing themselves
is
the exact
right?
same
always
way.
In the back of their mind,
always.
It's like, I shouldn't be here?
Am I really that good? It's always
like
right there.
Most people can have imposter syndrome, though. That's just
something
that happens.
Yeah, but these guys have been superstars in high
their
school,
whole life,
superstars in college. You know what I mean?
It just takes one big thing to kind of
That's
shake
it.
Your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think of it like a boxer who gets knocked out for the first time, and that boxer is not the same guy anymore.
Or you get caught cheating on your wife with a bunch of porn stars and you can't win a golf championship again.
Yeah, all of a sudden you can't make a 6-foot putt.
I mean, that happens.
Okay.
That was strangely
related.
Specific.
Tonight's game is a big one. It's Seahawks-Niners, which is an undefeated team versus Seahawks. Who do you have in closing, real quick?
Oh, we both picked the 49ers, I think.
49ers. I just think that's an obvious pick. By the way, why didn't we get our amazing song?
I know. Well, listen, I wasn't going to yell anything, but it is a masterpiece. And so that is a major problem.
We had a vote away from Jensen, and we were like, I don't know that
I mean,
it's that
I don't
great,
love it either.
So maybe let's not do
it. I went home the other day, though, and I was humming it.
There
and Cody
you go.
Goes, what are you doing?
Listen,
what
and then it was
are
in
you
my
doing?
Head
listen,
for an hour.
People,
it was in your head?
It was an earworm.
People
are
like, people demanding
people don't like Pitbull, but yet everyone sings this stuff. I'm the Pitbull of Kevin and Bean. Everyone knows that. I mean, look, Mr. 305.
Yeah. We can end with it if you want.
End with it. Let's get out of here.
Oh, no. Jen, thank you. Cody, thank you. Oh. We appreciate
Swings and
misses. We're going to be humming it all day.
On radio.com, you can find them there. And let's hear the theme song.
Jen and Cody. Jen and Cody. Go together like sports and trophies. This, I tell you, brother. You can't have one without the other. Sports!
It's Kevin and Bean!
K-U Rock, K-R-O-Q.
Right now it is time to welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show our friend Brad Meltzer. Yeah. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah.
Yay! Welcome.
I like that. I like that. But I got to say, day one, new day for everybody there.
Yeah.
Yeah, day one.
That's right.
For you, Brad.
I love that.
It's a big day for you, Brad. Tell us what today is.
So today is the premiere of our, we took our Ordinary People Change the World books, which I've talked to you guys about over and over. I'm Amelia Earhart and I'm Abraham Lincoln. And we have turned it into a TV show that premieres on PBS Kids today.
Mm-hmm.
First episode airing literally right now. And it is called Xavier Riddle and the Secret Museum. It's about a boy named Xavier, his sister Eudena, their best friend Brad, the most handsome cartoon character ever drawn.
That seems
adorable, and he has a cape.
A lot of talk about Brad in this one. That's
hey,
all I'm saying.
The good news
I
is
know, and the best, and so they basically have a problem every episode, like they're being bullied. They go back in time, they meet Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks teaches them how to deal with bullies, and they come back and use that in the present day. And every episode, they go back and meet a different hero, like the ones we do in our books. But obviously, you know, Brad is super close to my heart.
Yeah, if I was the executive producer of a show and helping write it, I don't know if I'd make myself the hugest dork ever. Is this based on you and your childhood of not wanting to be near flowers because you might sneeze?
Well, you know what? It's not my allergies by any stretch. I don't have allergies, but you know, Xavier's all enthusiasm. Yadina's a little girl who wants to be president, which we want out there, of course, as a role model. But Brad is this character who's, of course, not me. Chris drew him to look like me, but he has delusions of averageness.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, clearly not you, right?
I pitched him to PBS and I said, I want a character who, when he goes into the woods, says, Xavier, are you sure we should go in there? You know, do we have any insurance? Like, he's just worried about everything.
He also says, Danger is my middle name. And he goes, no, it's not. It's Scott.
Which is my middle name, which is truly my middle name, which is the best part. But what's so fun about it is that, you know, I think as a society today, we're, you know, our kids are anxious. We're anxious. Our leaders make us anxious. Mm-hmm. And we need to have a character. We did it as comic relief, truthfully, to make Xavier Riddle a really fun show to watch. But I think what none of us anticipated is he is there for every kid who looks at and says, I can't do this.
Right.
And realizes, wait, they can. This is who Xavier Riddle is for, is all those kids out there who feel like that.
And I feel like most kids feel like that at some point in their life and need this kind of message. How far into writing these books did you think, oh, this could be a television series?
You know, full credit to PBS. PBS Kids came to us and they saw right as I'm Amelia Earhart and I am Abraham Lincoln came out and said to us, can we, you know, could you help us turn this into a show? And it took us, we've been working on it, I'm not joking, Kevin, 5 years.
Oh, wow, you're very slow.
We're super slow, yes, we're super slow. But what they wanted was, you know, it's never been a history show. It's always been about the, you know, giving kids better heroes to look up to, heroes of kindness and of character. That's what the country needs right now is lessons in character. And so on the back, and this is what they responded to, you know, on the back of I Am Amelia Earhart, the book, it says, I know no bounds. On the back of I Am Abraham Lincoln, it says, I will speak my mind and speak for others. On the back of I Am Walt Disney, our newest book, I know that the person who makes, you know, dreams come true is you. Just giving kids those positive lessons. And they were like, we want a show that does that. And that's what kids need today. You know, it's not a history show. Xavier Riddle is about giving kids a lesson that they can take in their real lives in a social, emotional way and go, God, I need that. And we did an episode, it was crazy, on Harry Houdini. And Harry Houdini used to take a deep breath. And that's how he'd break out of his ropes. He'd expand his chest, take the breath and let it out, and then he'd have more room to kind of sneak out of the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned it on to Xavier Riddle as an episode about when you're nervous, take a deep breath. It's a lesson in mindfulness. And last week I was like all stressed about something. I was going crazy. And I was like, you know what? Take a deep breath. And I was like, oh my God, I'm literally using this show
you're teaching
for
yourself.
Little kids on PBS for myself.
Well, it is so accessible for kids. I mean, they're not only learning about these historical figures, which isn't even really the point of
that's
this.
That's not the focus. Yeah.
At all. But then they are learning that. And, I mean, as a parent, which I'm not, I was interested in watching
it. I
was like, these
five.
Are so dang cute.
They are.
It's something that you can watch with your kids and not be rolling your eyes at the whole time going, oh, I can't believe my kid wants to watch this again.
Right. And that's what, you know, listen, I'm someone who grew up on Bugs Bunny and on all those kind of inside jokes that were there for the parents who were sitting there and the kids weren't getting, but we filled it with that. You know, I mean, literally that's when Brad says, my middle name's not Danger. My middle name is Scott. Like the parents are laughing at that. And we are constantly, you know, hey, Xavier, we have insurance is not there for the little kid. It's there for the adult. And I think the thing that shocked me, and I see it on Twitter today, is how many people on my Twitter account were saying, I'm watching this for myself because I need a good hero right now.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, I didn't know who Zora Neale Hurston was, and that was one of the characters in the first five episodes, I think. And that got me up on who that is. I had no idea. I felt like the kid getting the lesson.
Well, and you know what? But for all the kids, well, you know, we did this focus group with the kids. Every kid that watches, they don't know anybody.
Right.
You know, maybe they know Abraham Lincoln.
Because kids
they
are stupid is what you're
George
saying.
Washington.
Kids are dumb. That's what Brad is saying. Kids are dumb.
Kids are dumb.
I don't think that's what Brad's saying.
That's what he's
no.
saying.
But yeah, I mean, we're doing Zora Neale Hurston because we want someone of color who's an amazing creator, amazing writer. And there's, you know, what PBS told us is there are kids out there. They're super watchers are the kids that don't have cable. They just have PBS, right? They have four stations like when we were little. And those kids watch it more than anyone. And those kids need the lessons. Wait till you see the episode we do with Rosa Parks. Wait until you see us do Jackie Robinson. And that's what the show is for, is to give kids lessons and, like, look around. You know, we're building a generation of young kids who are getting lessons in compassion and kindness. Because, you know, I'll tell you, when I was 5 years old, today Xavier Real debuts. It is 50 years and one day after Sesame Street premiered.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But when, and no pressure on us, right?
No, not at all. You're good.
But I'll tell you that, you know, when I was 5 years old, Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers taught me you could use your creativity to put good into this world. And that's all we're trying to do here today, is trying to use Xavier Riddle to help put some good into this world.
Do you think
and that I love that there's like some 5-year-old kid out there right now who's going to get that same spark we did. And 45 years from now, she's going to be talking on, you know, whatever the radio show is in the future.
There's
about
no
whatever
radio,
TV is in the future. Right. There is no radio.
Yeah, no
and
radio.
There are no books. Let's
right,
be clear.
Right.
But her show is going to be amazing, whatever it's going to be. And I love that.
Do you think that you would have taken this path that you've taken on writing the children's books and trying to have positive role models and everything else if society hadn't been quite so toxic?
You know, I wish I was smart enough to say, oh, I saw what was coming. We've been working on this for 5 years. And we just were kind of got lucky to be in the right place at the right time for where the culture moved. I don't think we ever could have anticipated how divided we are, how anxious we are as a culture right now, how much we're starving for heroes right now. That was just really dumb luck. I wish we were that smart.
Next time, just say yes.
It's definitely helped PBS build it.
Next time, just say yes. I mean, it's a pretty easy answer. No, but
I'm so smart. I totally right. saw the future. That's the only reason I did this.
I mean, I will say again, it's all about every individual getting that little positive message. It's not about a mass appeal thing. It's just each kid can watch and can see somebody and can take something from that and learn how to live their own lives. It's just
listen.
Little...
The show is on the East Coast. It just aired. It's airing right now with you guys. Someone already wrote on Twitter and said that first episode with Amelia Earhart, where she teaches Brad, who's too scared to take the training wheels off his bike.
Mm-hmm.
My 5-year-old daughter watched that episode this morning. She's home from school for Veterans Day, and now she wants to take the training wheels off her bike. She's ready.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And you're like, my God, like just to tell kids, you know what, go for it. I know you're scared, but you're not alone. And that's the message, right? These aren't the stories of famous people. This is what we're all capable of in our very best days.
But also, like, watch the kid, because she might not know how to ride a bike.
Just keep right, no, and, yeah. and if she dies, it's totally not our
yeah,
fault.
It's not your 100%. Fault if she runs into traffic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brad, you know we always love you having you on, and we know that you're so positive, and we love that about you, and our listeners respond to that as well. And so does everybody that watches the show and reads the book. So we appreciate your time.
And it premieres today.
On PBS.
Yes.
Thank you, Brad. We
and
appreciate
let me say,
it.
I just got a mark for you guys.
Yes.
I love the fact that the show, you guys are going forward, and I get to be here on that first day. And no one's cheering as loud as we are here for you.
Thank you, Brad. We appreciate
Brad.
It. All right, bye now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Allie is here with one final look at what is happening.
Well, what's happening is Friday night, It's going down again, you guys. It is Guys Night Out.
Yay!
Guys, it's the last K-Rock Guys Night Out of the year.
Oh, no.
Good times.
Womp, womp. It's all happening at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday. How would you like to get $200 in chips to play poker at Guys Night Out? The winner must be 21 and older. It doesn't say whose table you're at.
Ever since I can remember, I was popping my collar, popping my collar.
Let's say beer mug.
Hopefully it's mugs.
I hope so. Yeah, usually it says which table, but I guess maybe they just want you to go and figure it out once you're there. But you're going to get $200 in playing chips to play poker at the last K-Rock Guys Night Out of the year at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday. You've got to be 21 years or older. So give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and be caller 21,
if
you
you're
guys.
Not like a poker player, in quotes, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Just have fun. Everybody drinks. Everybody laughs. It's a good time.
And a ton of prizes handed out as well.
It's good time.
You can RSVP now at thebike.com. So good luck, caller 21 right now,
call
you guys.
Now.
Remember when you'd ask somebody, oh, do you know what you're having? And someone would say, oh, it's a girl, or oh, it's a boy.
Sure.
And then you'd move on with your life.
Mm, right.
Or if you were expecting, and then your parents would be like, so is it a boy or a girl? And you'd tell them. Sometimes you'd call them. Maybe you'd send an email.
Seems but less, of course, less personal to send an email.
Hey, guys, having a boy. Bye.
Bye.
Gotta go.
LOL. Well, gender reveal stunts have taken over.
Yeah.
But now they've led to car fires, wildfires, even that death by that woman that was hit by shrapnel in her head from what was basically a pipe bomb to reveal the gender of a child.
Was it a boy?
Thin the herd, by the way.
Was it a boy?
I can't tell.
I think it was
if
a boy.
It was.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Thinning the herd, that woman didn't ask to be hit in the head by shrapnel.
True.
She was just being a nice old lady showing up at a gender reveal party.
Sure.
Now, there's been a plane crash.
What?
NTSB records show that the accident, which happened September 7th in Turkey, Texas. First of all, Turkey, Texas. I love
is
that.
Is it a place?
It took place after the pilot indicated that he was flying at a low altitude when he proceeded with the gender reveal stunt. He was supposed to dump 350 gallons of pink water, which meant they were having a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Records indicate that he was doing the antic for a friend. Unfortunately, the airplane got too slow and aerodynamically stalled before hitting the ground and flipping over.
But when it hit the ground, was there a poof of pink?
Of pink smoke?
It's a girl!
Like, yes!
You know what? No, sorry, that's blood. Sorry,
no.
I thought it was pink. That's blood.
No.
It's red. That does not tell you the gender.
His passenger, a woman named Jennifer, was reported to have suffered minor injuries in the incident. The plane had no pre-impact mechanical failures or malfunctions. He was just going too low and too slow because he was trying to dump pink water everywhere.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
You guys, pick up the phone. Call someone.
Don't be dumb.
Nobody, honestly, I know this is going to be a sad, eye-opening thing to a lot of you. Nobody except your parents,
right,
maybe a couple close friends, give an F about the gender of your child.
Couple close friends care a little.
Little. Barely. They don't even really.
It's
they don't even
really.
It's your parents. It's your grandparents.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is it a toilet baby?
It might be.
It has nothing to do with the gender.
All I'm saying is
stop it.
Stop it, you guys. It's so silly. Elizabeth Moss. Mad
Can
Men.
I tell people?
Go ahead.
Okay,
so
earlier
mad.
We have a WhatsApp program that we talk to each other with notes and things that we have to remember and, you know, times and stuff. And we all look down on our phones and it just says, from Allie, Elizabeth Moss. And that's all it says. For no reason. There's no warning, no
what
setup.
What are we supposed to think about that?
Yet Allie did that thing that old people do where she accidentally put a name that she's trying to Google into like a text or a tweet. Like she wrote, we all just got Elizabeth Moss.
Here's the thing.
And I knew exactly what it was. I knew
had
what she did.
I had my WhatsApp up.
Yeah.
So,
and WhatsApp's kind of new to you. You haven't been using it.
Yeah. And I thought I had clicked on the top of my Mac where it's the big Google bar.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't because I was still in the text area of WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. So I just sent Elizabeth Moss, and then everyone's like, all right.
And you were like, I'm not getting any information on Elizabeth Moss.
I cannot Google her. So now all morning, you guys are just like, Elizabeth Moss. But now I'm doing the story on Elizabeth Moss.
Okay, good.
Who, of course, has won Golden Globes, Emmys from Mad Men. She's Handmaid's Tale. She is an amazing actress. Maybe one of the best.
She's great.
Right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, during Vulture Festival's Anatomy of a Performance, Elizabeth Moss admits that she has a penchant for a certain type of movie that she would love to be cast in. Again, this is Emmy winner, mm-hmm. Golden Globe winner, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Moss.
Yes.
She said, I downloaded the Hallmark movie app for Christmas last year.
Man, she got it
what
in today.
Because
happening?
I needed a way to watch Hallmark Christmas movies. I needed a way to access all my Christmas movies because I love Hallmark Christmas movies. And I watch as many of them as possible. She continued, I'm into it. I want to do it. People who write should definitely write one for me. I would love to do a Hallmark Christmas movie. You guys.
Rejected.
Moss in a Hallmark movie.
Are you
going to
bring up that every single day between now and Christmas?
Listen.
If
do
there's
you,
a story, she's going to find it.
Do you want me to keep you updated on
no.
the app where you can actually click off
no.
which movies you've seen?
No.
Do you want to know where I'm at
no.
with how many I've seen for the year?
Negative.
And we are both saying
this
no.
This is including, okay, by sure. the way.
No.
This is including
I
movies
you were
from
asking.
Past
My
years
answer's no.
as well. Just saying,
no.
Not only premieres, but I'm 66 of 96 movies watched.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
I don't look sad, but I
see that,
really
Kevin,
am disappointed.
This little bar
she
across
does
the
have
top.
An app, guys. Mm-hmm.
A she progress
has an
bar,
app.
Yeah.
And
it's
I'll tell
progress.
You this, the majority of the movies of those 96 that I haven't seen, haven't premiered yet.
Right, so you're ahead of the game.
I'm on track, you guys. It feels good.
Nope, no. It's Monday. It's the first day without our dead friend. Yeah.
Didn't see last night's one with Kelly Pickler. I'll be watching that later this week.
He's a poo person.
You should start a podcast.
I tried to with Kat.
And she was like, honestly, I don't want to look that lonely. Did she say
no.
that? Oh, okay.
She came over and we watched a Hallmark movie, but we got so drunk.
That's perfect. Then recorded.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's perfect.
We listened to it the next day. We're like, what happened
yes,
last
put
night?
Put that out.
It was pretty magic because we were yelling at the screen. We were like, come on, Santa, wink. Give me a cookie. It was not good.
No, I mean,
you guys.
I think we might have to unearth that one day for a segment,
I agree,
though. If you have it, we could break it down.
Still have it?
I don't. We can talk to Kat.
All right. She has it.
Guys, fresh off the boat. Canceled after six seasons on ABC. The show will wrap up with an hour-long series finale set to air on Friday, February 21st of next year. I don't feel good about it, you guys. I don't feel good about it at all.
You still wanted it on? Were you watching it?
Never watched it.
Okay.
No, she hasn't watched an episode.
Too much TV.
Too much TV. I'm very busy with Hallmark.
I'm sure.
We know this.
I mean,
she's got the app.
95 out of 96, right?
Updating the app.
No, 66.
Whatever.
Okay.
We don't care.
As if you're not going to get to 95.
Oh, I totally will. Yeah. Some birthdays, Oreo. Calista Flockhart, Demi Moore, Stanley Tucci, Carson Kressley, and I can't say his name, but it's, how do you say it?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Him. Perfect. Happy birthday, sir. And that's what's happening.
I couldn't repeat that if I tried.
I mean, no.
What happened.
No,
they don't, no one thinks lightning
DiCaprio.
Strikes twice, bud. I mean, you know what
okay.
I mean? Magic
right.
magic happens just once. You got
to
walk away.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 2.
Sold out. Yeah. It's sold out. You can't get them anywhere else.
Correct. So we're going to give you those tickets tomorrow morning, as well as comedian Brad Williams.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.